Ready or not, here are our next two contestants, Lorraine Fanton and John Pennett. Lorraine, I hope you're up for this, because you described yourself as someone who has a knack for remembering dialogue from Bugs Bunny cartoons. And I would love a little snippet of that, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay, Rabbit, where's Rocky? Where's he hiding? He's not in the stove. Ho ho, he's hiding in the stove, eh? Look, Mac, when I turn on the gas if my friend Rocky was in there, you might, Rabbit, you might. Well, when I pulled the lighted match if my friend Rocky was in there,
John, you're a professional party planner. What kind of parties do you plan?
I plan reunions.
Are they big parties?
Big parties. 800-900 people.
Are they fun? Do you hang out at them?
I hope so.
I hope so. Our next game is called Name Brand Names. And Art, what is this game about?
Afira, in this game, we're going to ask you about people with specific clothing items named after them. Items they might call their me clothes. So here's an example. I'm a famous British Duke and soldier. I enjoy the heat of battle, but before I head out to fight, I slip on some tall rubber shoes, my me boots. And you would say Wellingtons or Wellies, which are the boots named after the first Duke of Wellington. So contestants, ring in when you know the answer. The winner will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. I hit pay dirt in San Francisco during the gold rush, but I didn't go a prospecting. In 1873, my friend Jacob Davis and I patented a new style of durable dungarees for miners, and people called them me pants. Lorraine.
Levi's?
That would be Levi's, yes, after Levi Strauss. I'm a daring French acrobat who developed a flying trapeze. But before I perform high-flying tricks, I pull on a tight spandex onesie, my me suit. John.
Leotard?
That's right, named after Jules Leotard. Correct. I was India's prime minister, and though I died in 1964, white kids playing psychedelic rock soon started dressing like me. To do so, they first put on a tailored, hip-length me jacket with a mandarin collar. Lorraine.
Nero?
Nehru jacket, that's right. I'm a British soldier who led a small cavalry unit armed only with swords head-on into artillery fire, which is a bit ironic considering I inspired a clothing item that's come to symbolize the congenial domestic male. It's buttoned up the front and comes in many styles, but I call it a me sweater. John.
Cardigan?
Cardigan, yes, named after the 7th Earl of Cardigan.
I know you're wearing a V-neck sweater there, John, which was the 6th Earl.
We are all tied up. Close game.
Woo.
I'm a 19th century social reformer. Before I head out to fight for temperance and women's rights, I like to pull on a pair of full-cut pantaloons, my me pants. Lorraine.
Bloomers.
Bloomers, yes. I'm a famous comedian who is never said to have great fashion sense. But on a popular 1980s TV sitcom, where my 5 kids said the darndest things, I wore pullovers with loudly colored patterns and textures, or me sweaters. John.
Cosby?
Yes, Bill Cosby sweaters.
Have you ever worn a Cosby sweater?
Oh, all throughout the 90s.
So after they were popular.
Yeah, well, clearly.
When they were on sale.
I'm a rapper named Stanley Burrell, but you know me by my stage name and signature clothing items, which have recently been seen on Justin Bieber. Hands off, ladies. I'm dancing so fast, you can't touch these me trousers. John?
Hammer
pants, you're right. John just did a little hammer scooch. I think that's a victory dance, because you won.
Well done, John. You'll be moving on to the Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show.